you got your main house, and then you should have some hired hands that you let live there. You'd have quarters for those people, and you got your barn and your silos and your calf stalls and what that'd be difficult.
The calf stalls? Mm-hmm. Would they be in the barn?
Not necessarily. The farm I worked on, it was not, because there's the idea of these people that that if the calf was in the same building with the cow, the cows are more apt to get sick than the calves were, and they kept them completely separate.
So they had a special building for the calves? What different animals that they had the cows, where they were kept in the
pasture, you know. And had a few horses and ducks, a couple of hogs and what have you.
Where were the horses kept?
Pasture in the barn. Mm-hmm. And they'd be put in the barn.
What about the hogs?
And just mostly let them run, just go, you know. Hog won't leave usually.
What if you were going to batten a hog?
Put him in the pen.
What kind of pen?
Hog pen.
And did you ever see a fenced-in area around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Yeah.
You call that?
Just call it a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about a fenced-in place out of the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking them?
Probably call it a lot. We never did do that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a cow pen? Milk,
yeah. Well, I was getting to that now. If your pen was out there in the middle of the pasture, you usually have this pen where you're going to dehorn it, vaccinate, what have you. So usually it was close to the barn. Mm-hmm. So your stock's usually more apt to come into the barn than it would be just a place out in the middle of the pasture, you see. Mm-hmm. I haven't really ever saw many out in the middle of the pasture.
Mm-hmm. Do you just have a lot around the
barn? Yeah, we did have cow pens. If it became necessary, you know, but that wasn't a permanent structure. We would move them.
That was just something you rig up for vaccinating them?
Vaccinating, dehorning, what have you seen.
What about the place where you store corn?
The crib.
Was that part of the barn, or was it separate?
Not necessarily, not usually, because your corn crib, you to try to rat proof. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't usually part of the barn.
How would you rat proof?
But we always put tin around it. But you view your crib about, say, three and a half feet off the ground. Put tin up the legs of the crib, and the rats can't climb up. And I don't have any steps or anything, so you don't build around any trees.
Did that work pretty well?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. That and a good house cat.
Did you ever hear of a special building for storing grain?
Silo.
What about a granary or a granary?
No.
And the part of the barn where you store the hay?
Haylock.
Uh-huh. What about the, you know, when you first cut the hay, this is probably before your time, but a long time ago, they didn't use to bale it, but they'd cut it, and then they'd rake it up, and they'd take their pitchfork and throw it up on the wagon. Do you know what they called that little pile of hay that, you know, they'd have in their pitchfork?
No.
What about if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, so you can cut it again the same year? You call that
the... We just call it a second crop, you know, okay. Is what I always heard it called.
What about a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway that year?
They call it a mistake here because it very seldom happens.
Do you ever hear of a volunteer crop?
Yeah, well, that's what they call it, a mistake here.
Uh-huh.
Usually when they don't plant their